Welcome back, everybody. We are in the last segment of this hump day afternoon installment of the Maggie Dawn Show. We've been talking about economic inequality for most of the show, touching on some of the congressional hearings today. But let's start with this. Do you know that congresspeople can own stocks even if they have access to otherwise privileged and private information by virtue of the fact that they're in Congress and sit on these congressional committees that oversee these things and they have access to enforcement materials, etc.? Well, the vast majority of people in the American public have thought that this is an abomination. It's corruption. We have so much of it anyways. We should make this illegal. Well, there's one congressperson that says no. His name is Speaker Mike Johnson. Let's take a listen to what he said yesterday when he was asked about this very thing.
Some tragic circumstances are at bay. I'd like to switch gears.
Oh, no, this is not 24. I'm looking at the Mike Johnson cut. This is cut 21.
Well, look, you know, the salary of Congress has been frozen since 2009. You know, when you adjust for inflation, a member of Congress today is making 31% less than they made in that year. It goes down every year. And over time, if you stay on this trajectory, you're going to have less qualified people who are willing to make the extreme sacrifice to run for Congress. I mean, it's just people just make a reasonable decision as a family on whether or not they can come and move to Washington, have a residence here, a residence at home, and do all the things that are required. So the counter argument is, and I have some sympathy, look, at least let them like engage in some stock trading so that they can continue to, you know, take care of their family.
At least let them have a little bit of corruption, you know, because it's such a sacrifice to be in Congress. Are you friggin' kidding me? If that's Democrats, clip that, run that all day long in your ads. That's who the MAGA cult is. Are you kidding me? Unacceptable. And elsewhere on Capitol Hill, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has no idea what the Constitution actually says, even though the Supreme Court told her already once, very, very clearly. This is cut 23.
To follow this court order.
By the way, he identified
Madam Secretary,
himself.
I reclaim my time. Stop filibustering. Stop filibustering.
By gang members of MS-13.
Will you give Mr. Abrego Garcia the due process that the Supreme Court and Judge Wilkinson has required you to give him?
Abrego Garcia is an El Salvador resident who is in his home country. If he were to come back to this country, he would be immediately removed again.
How do you know?
He has received and been treated appropriately,
so he,
sir, and he is not.
How can you say he's been treated appropriately if the Supreme Court has ruled 9-0 that he hasn't been treated appropriately? Why is your opinion better?
We had
and have more authority than the Supreme Court.
Investigators, two judges, an immigration court that all said he was MS-13.
No, they
and
didn't.
Was removed to the, from this
but,
country.
But you understand that is you saying that. That is you saying that.
That is them saying that.
This no, is no, no, no.
Investigators and law
that
enforcement
is you
officers
making that
in the
determination.
Case they built against him. If you don't
the
trust
the court
our law enforcement
has considered all that. The judge has considered all that, Madam Secretary.
Just like, oh my God, did you hear what you? If you don't trust law enforcement, well, then why do we even have juries and courtrooms and judges and the presumption of innocent until proven guilty and due process at all, Secretary Noem? What are you talking about? So if a cop goes, you did it, let's just gulag your butt. What a moron. Cut 24, please.
Some tragic circumstances are at bay. I'd like to switch gears to due process. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of concerns about the lack of due process that your agency has been affording people in this country. In Texas, for example, you had rounded up 171 individuals, were preparing to deport them, and it wasn't until the Supreme Court issued an opinion that that was unconstitutional and that their due process rights were being violated. Did your agency actually stop and adhere to the Supreme Court's opinion? My question to you is, has those efforts ceased in your agency? Are you going to cease trying to deport people without access to due process in the courts of law in compliance with the United States Supreme Court?
Well, Congresswoman, we are following due process and using it as to how Congress has laid out to us in statute, and we are complying with all federal judges' orders as
well.
Well,
you weren't complying at that time. It took the United States Supreme Court to order you to comply, so you hadn't proactively complied on your own. You were intending to wrongfully deport people without access to a court hearing, without access to the rule of law, and that is why it was necessary for the United States Supreme Court...
Due process does not guarantee a hearing.
...who issued an opinion...
Wait a minute! Oh, my God! Due process doesn't require a hearing? What in God's green earth do you think the Supreme Court meant, Secretary Noem? Here on Earth One, due process means a hearing. And, like, I'm struggling as I sit here as a lawyer. I've been practicing since 2003 to think of any situation where due process doesn't require a hearing. That's our Secretary of Homeland Security? A third grader who's taken a civics class knows more about due process than Ice Barbie does. That's what we've got. And in a bit of good news. I just... Some days it feels like I'm on an episode of Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live. Turns out, yes, it's actually the real world. And yes, we need to get activated. Speaking of getting activated and in other news, there is a protest tomorrow at the federal courthouse in downtown Milwaukee. It starts at 7:45 a.m. If you don't have anything to do, maybe I will see you down there. We're protesting, of course, Judge Dugan's arrest. She has been indicted. A little bit of a disappointment for me. And here's the good news. Omaha, the city of Omaha, had the longest serving mayor in the country until yesterday. That Republican mayor was unseated by a new Democratic mayor. I am so happy. Black guy in Omaha. Pop a bottle this afternoon. The fight continues. In fact, it continues at 7:45 a.m. tomorrow. We do this together. Remember, I'll stick up for you and stand up for you. I hope you stick up and stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together for due frickin' process. It requires a hearing.